And Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday a real and complete cessation of hostilities in Ukraine will result if Russia withdraws all its troops from the country and restores Ukrainian control to his country's territory along the border with Russia. Speaking virtually to a summit of leaders from the Group of 20 Nations meeting in Bali, Zelensky urged the leaders to continue pressuring Russian President Vladimir Putin. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
Zelensky appeals to the G20 to take further steps to press for an end to Russia's war on Ukraine. The Ukrainian president has reiterated 10 conditions for ending the conflict that began in February, among them a complete withdrawal of Russian troops and full restoration of Ukrainian control of its territory. He also calls for an international conference to, he says, cement the key elements of the post-war security architecture in the Euro-Atlantic space, including guarantees for Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Ukrainian leader's comments followed his visit Monday to the newly liberated city of Kherson, where he told Ukrainian troops the country is ready for peace. Zelensky's appearance in Kherson came just days after Russian troops retreated from the southeastern city, one of the war's biggest losses for Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose troops had controlled the regional capital since the start of the war in February. Kyiv urged leaders in Africa Tuesday to keep their citizens from being embroiled in Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a day after Zambia said one of its own was killed. Zambia's Foreign Minister Stanley Kakubo in a statement said Monday a Zambian student who had been jailed in Russia died fighting in Russia and demanded an explanation from the Kremlin. This is VOA News. Leaders at that G20 summit in Bali began talks Tuesday in Bali, marred by divisions caused by the war in Ukraine. In a briefing to reporters Tuesday, a senior U.S. administration said leaders are set to issue a statement in which most members will strongly condemn Russia's war against Ukraine. A U.S. official said the statement, scheduled to be released at the end of the summit later this week, is designed to show that the group is isolating Russia, a member of the G20, but it's unclear just how many countries will be signing on. Speaking to reporters after the initial meeting Tuesday, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said he saw a consensus for condemning Russia.
Well, this morning at the G20, we saw international condemnation of Russia's war in Ukraine. And with Russia's foreign minister sitting there, we highlighted both the illegality and barbaric nature of Russia's war, and also the devastating impact it is having on people around the world through higher food and energy prices. We have a responsibility to work with our G20 allies to fix the global economy, to grip inflation, but also to safeguard and preserve the international order, and that's what we're going to do.
Diplomatic sources tell VOA issuing a statement on Russia is a sticking point that makes a joint communique or a declaration agreed upon by all parties at the G20 summit appear unlikely. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is reportedly preparing to launch his third campaign for the White House with an announcement late Tuesday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Trump is looking to move on from disappointing midterm defeats and defy history amid signs that his grip on the Republican Party may be waning. The former president had hoped to use the GOP's expected gains in last week's elections as a springboard to win his party's nomination by locking in early support and keeping potential challengers at bay. Instead, Trump now finds himself being blamed for backing a series of losing candidates in last week's midterm elections. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
China's ruling party called for strict adherence to the hardline zero COVID policy Tuesday in an apparent attempt to guide public perceptions after regulations were eased slightly in places last week. The People's Daily, the Communist Party's flagship newspaper, said in an editorial, China must unswervingly implement the policy that requires mass obligatory testing and places millions under lockdown to try to eliminate the COVID-19 from the nation of 1.4 billion people in the world's second largest economy. That comes as China reported 17,772 new cases over the previous 24 hours and follows slight changes to quarantine and other antivirus restrictions announced last week. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.